I am speaking today with James McGrath Morris, a writer and founder 4 years ago of the Alternative Gift Market. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, James.
I'm glad to be here.
You know, so we survived, I hope I'm speaking for most people, Black Friday, but the onslaught of advertisements to buy stuff for Christmas, especially if you're a mother, is now in full tilt, at least until after New Year's, so other options are so welcome. Can you explain to us what the alternative gift market is and how it came about?
Certainly. It's not a new idea. For many years, churches, including churches in Santa Fe, had alternative gift markets following their services. You'd go down to the basement and you could choose to buy. The Heifer Project, for instance, was famous. You could buy a cow or a duck for somebody in the world. This is an attempt, in a sense, to kind of secularize this movement, to bring it out from the church basement and put it into a commercial area so that when you're in our case, the DeVargas Mall, and you're doing your shopping, you also consider this alternative form of gift giving. And what it means is that you're actually buying something, but not for your family, but for somebody in need in this world. So in our case, you could buy, for instance, a rocket stove for somebody in Tanzania, aftercare for a girl rescued from sex trafficking in India, literacy training for somebody in Mexico. Those are international gifts, but more importantly, or equally importantly, here locally, you can come into the alternative gift market, which is set up in DeVargas Mall, just like a store. You go around and you look at your items, and when you check out, you might be leaving with a purchase that would allow the Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families to buy a new woman's winter coat, or sheets for their facility. Or you could buy a bus pass for somebody to reach the Interfaith Shelter. You could buy a dental exam through La Familia, books for babies through the Santa Fe Public Library's early reading program, or, for instance, one night of emergency shelter for a homeless veteran. And so when you've made these purchases, you then in turn get a card, and you send it to somebody. Dear Zelly, in honor of you this year, I bought a tuba for a child in the Philippines and some kitchen supplies for the Interfaith Shelter. And it's a very meaningful way to honor your friends. So, you know, we're not in any way suggesting that we curtail our normal gift giving, but we think broadly and add to our normal gift giving by expanding our sort of circle of empathy. Who will benefit from our generosity? Not just our family, but people in need all around the world.
And what are gifts really for? I mean, just having you go over these gifts gave me goosebumps. I mean, this is a wonderful way to help so many organizations, so many individuals who are less fortunate in these difficult times, yeah. In a way, especially with families, to show your children that Christmas is about reaching out.
You've really picked the children as very important. Ever since our children were young, we always gave them one of these gifts along with their other gifts. And it creates a kind of empathy. My wife refers to our circles of empathy in that we'll do anything for a family member who has a problem. We'll bring them into our home. This is a way to widen that circle of empathy, to reach out to other people in need. Very often, we all want to, but we don't know how to. And secondly, it's more than the money. What we're doing here is reminding people of the needs of people here and internationally. We're raising consciousness, and we're providing a contact. Not many of us who have a home will stop by the Interfaith Shelter, so we don't know about their work. Wandering around the DeVargas Mall, you stop in, you might give a donation, but more importantly, you'll come in contact with their neighbors who are helping run these kinds of organizations.
So let's talk about the hours here. It begins tomorrow, December 6th, from 5 to 7?
That's our opening celebration, and we have a number of events tied to that, including food and hot cider and things like that. Then it opens, you know, for business. You can come in for business tomorrow night, but we make it a little gala. Saturday all day during mall hours, and Sunday all day during mall hours. We will be open several weekdays this year. We're not advertising it. It's a test in the sense we want to see if there's a demand. So we will be open several weekdays, and then the following weekend, the same routine. But a week from tomorrow night, Friday night, we have a really important event that I'd like to share with you because it involves KSFR. On the model of open mics for poets, you know, in places, we're going to have open mic for new nonprofits in the Santa Fe area. And what we're going to do, it's going to be run very tightly from 7 to 8 p.m. that night. I'll be handling the microphone and moderating. New nonprofits will have a chance to introduce themselves to the community before a live audience. KSFR will be taping this and rebroadcasting it at some point. So if you're a new nonprofit, particularly one serving a human interest, a human needs, providing human needs services in town, this is a chance for you to quickly describe who you are and what your needs are. Do you need volunteers? Do you need money? And this will reach not only an audience at the alternative gift market, but a wide audience through KSFR. So it's, again, it's all part of what we're trying to do with the alternative gift market.
So how do groups get involved, one in the alternative gift market and also
well,
in this?
The alternative gift market will have a brochure at the market this year describing how groups can join us. It's a complicated process in that, like any kind of marketing, we don't want to dilute ourselves to the point that everybody's effort only produces a small return. Mm-hmm. So we have a process by which we'll be rotating groups through the market over the coming years. And then in terms of participating in the open mic night, there's an email blast going out through the Santa Fe Community Foundation, or they can contact me, and my email is rather simple. It's mail, M-A-I-L, at, and it's my full name, jamesmcgrathmorris.com. So mail at jamesmcgrathmorris.com, and I can line them up for that. We're looking for new organizations who need a chance to introduce themselves to the community.
How many do you have participating in the market this year?
We have five local organizations, and the think of this as modeled on a mall. Our anchor store is Alternative Gifts International. Okay. They've been going for many, many years, and we're modeled on them. And something that's very important for people to understand, when you buy an item, it is actually that item that's going to reach that group. Mm. Alternative Gifts International monitors and audits the organizations. So what they have is that. So we have Alternative Gifts International, Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families, Interfaith Shelter, La Familia Medical Center, Santa Fe Public Library, Early Readers Program, and New Mexico Veterans Helping Homeless Veterans.
So all of these organizations will be represented at the DeVargas Mall starting tomorrow. I have been speaking with James McGrath Morris about the alternative gift market. Please, families, individuals, go check it out. Support your local organizations and people around the world this giving season. Thank you so much for being with us today.